very good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's start this one off with some rugby. The Blitzbox are still victorious at the Singapore World 7 Series tournament. South Africa overpowered Spain 31-7 in their first group match this morning after scoring 5 tries to the opponent's 1. They then beat Samoa 15-10 after outscoring the Islanders by 3 tries to 2. The Blitzbox play France in their final pool game tomorrow morning. And then in the women's draw, South Africa lost 49-0 to France after causing a huge upset this morning by beating the strong American team 14-12. And then over to some football. Manchester City midfielder Phil Foden's impressive season has seen him named the Football Writers Association Player of the Year. Now, his highlights have included 2 hat-tricks as the defending champions aim to win a record 4th consecutive Premier League. Boss Pep Guardiola says he's got great experience for someone who's just 23.
Every year, due to the amount of games he's playing, the minutes he's playing, is more mature and he understands the game, but we have to continue, still young.
Luton can take a huge step towards Premier League survival with a victory away at Everton this evening. They were much fancied to be relegated at the start of the season, but would move out of the bottom 3 if they win at Kenilworth Road at 9 p.m. tonight. Ending off on the green, English golfer Matt Wallace has made a terrific start to the Byron Nelson Classic in Texas. He's a shot clear at the top of the leaderboard in the latest PGA Tour event on 8 under par. American Jake Knapp's 1 of 7 players tied for 2nd. That's all for now. The East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.